Ready? Okay. Even though.
Even though.
Good things come from change. Usually. Especially if you make it. If you choose it. If you decide it. But the truth is, I don't want this change. I don't want this change. I don't want this change. I'm believing it can only feel bad. And I know it feels bad for my colleagues. And I want to allow, and I want to expand into the positive expectation, that if this is happening, there is a gift in it.
There is a gift in it.
An opportunity that I can't see from here.
I can't see it from here.
I only see fear.
Betrayal.
Abandonment. And struggle. If there is a gift, I can't see it from here. All the ways, I'm fearing the future. And I don't even know what it really feels like. Looks like. All the ways, I'm grieving what I have known. And I don't like it. This feeling powerless. When decisions are made for me. About me. Around me. And I have no say. I don't like that. And I've done everything right. All of us have. We did it all right. And it is not personal. And sometimes that's even harder. Because there's no explanation. And they're treating us. Like numbers. Instead of people. That have put in a lot of time. A lot of effort. A lot of emotion. A lot of energy. And they're treating us as though we aren't important. And I don't like it. And I don't know how to wrap my mind around this situation and open my heart and trust that if it's in my reality, it's serving me. And I have a problem with that. Because my greatest growth that I'm aware of has come through pain. And I don't want to do any more pain. And I don't want to be in all the negative emotions I'm in right now. And I don't know how to let that go. And I really want to let the pain go. And I really want to let the anger go. And I really want to let the powerlessness go. This is really happening. And I want to remember that I am not being punished. I am not being tested. This is human life. This really does happen. Things are tough. And then they're good. And then eventually, everything changes again. And I want to trust that I'm not in the same place I have been in before. I want to trust. I want to find resonance with positive expectation. Not just for me, but for all of us. This really does happen. Tough stuff really does happen. Sometimes when things are comfortable, everything changes. It happens to everyone. To many of us, numerous times. And this is one of those times. And I want to allow that I can adjust with grace, with purpose. I want to hold peace, calmness, positive expectation, because others can't. I want to release right now all resonance, mine or others, with feeling punished, unfairly punished. It's such a familiar pattern. I can look at anyone and know they have felt unfairly punished just for being human, just for being alive. And I want to imagine it doesn't have to feel this personal. I don't like change. It's frightening to see so many people uprooted, challenged, misunderstood. It's very hard not to take it personally. This department has delivered for a very long time. How could this happen to us? All the ways it's difficult to use the human mind and make peace with the human experience. It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. And I want to remember that I am choosing, that I get to choose. I can try out any new arrangement, or I can look somewhere else, or I can choose something else. And I want my colleagues to remember they are not powerless. This terrible thing is happening. It is terrible. It is insulting. It is frightening. It really is happening. And yet no one has control over our thoughts, over our feelings. And we can remember to be in choice. I can be in choice to try out something new. Or I can put in my notice. And even though there's all kinds of repercussions that I may not agree with, I want to remember. I want to pull myself back into alignment that I can choose. Nobody owns me. Nobody owns me. I choose if this new situation works for me. I choose to give it a go or not to. I choose. Could somebody get the door for me? I'm choosing to let go of the fear, the judgment, the grief, the sorrow that's hurting me. I don't like the situation. I don't agree with the situation. I'm not sure I trust that they're doing the right thing. And I don't like the way it feels. And I'm never going to like the way it feels. And now I want to remember they are not taking from me anything without me agreeing to choose who I am in this horrible circumstance, in this challenging circumstance. They can change everything. The situation, the opportunity, the money. They can change everything. But they cannot control who I choose to be in the experience. I want to bring my focus and my attention back to me. Back to me. I could quit right now. I could put out resumes tomorrow. I might like to choose the experience of seeing if I can get through this massive change, this blindsided circumstance, this insulting, difficult change in my life. That's door. And not resonate with the old patterns, the old emotional habits of abandonment, betrayal, and feeling punished. I really want to let go of these old patterns of pain so I can go forward with curiosity. I'd like to imagine that if this is in my world, in my reality, it's happening for me, not to me. And there's no way I can see that now. So I'm reaching for faith.
I'm reaching for faith.
And it's a long reach. Because previously, every time that my life has changed so drastically, it's included a lot of pain, a lot of disappointment, a lot of struggle. And I'm wondering, and I'm hoping, and I'm reaching for faith that this time I can have a different experience. And all the fear that I feel for my friends, for my colleagues, for my work family, I want to hold positive expectation that they too will create something better, bigger, better feeling out of this unexpected change. Even though we've all been blindsided, uprooted, and it feels violent, and it feels like it violates what we once believed in. I want to remember it is not in my work contract that they would protect my feelings.
That they would
even care how I feel.
This is a
job.
It's an exchange of my time and effort.
For pay. And all the times I've done above and beyond. It wasn't to keep everything the same. It was because that's who I am. I'm losing the comfort of my work family, my work office, as I've known it. But I am not losing who I am, what I'm capable of. Very good memories. And I want to shift when I can, even though I'll bounce back and forth. I want to shift into gratitude for the good years and open my heart and open my mind to see what I have invited, consciously or unconsciously, into my next experience. And even though I can't trust Chase as an institution, I want to trust me. I want to trust my colleagues.
I want to trust that we can all find our way back into a good exchange, contribution, effort, integrity for a good paycheck. And I don't know how it's going to look. And I don't know how long it'll take to feel settled. But this time, I want to trust me.
I want to trust me.
I have a good reputation with me.
To do good work.
To have great integrity.
To show up.
To make the best of it.
And then deliver.
Even a little bit more.
I want to trust me.
When in life,
I cannot trust
many, many things.
This time,
I want to realign
and see how I do this
and find the power,
of me
at this time
of my life
in the shocking,
unexpected
change.
Change means it's different.
It does not necessarily mean
it's bad.
It's wrong.
It's punishment.
It just means
everything's changing.
And I want to allow
that I too,
over the years,
have changed.
And I'm ready
to show up
calmly.
Peacefully,
powerfully,
in this unexpected
circumstance.
I am
capable
of great things,
no matter what's going on around me.
I am capable
of good work,
good ideas.
Good contribution,
no matter what's going on around me.
I am capable
of trusting,
of knowing
my truth,
even when
I get blindsided.
I am capable
of being the peace,
being the calm
in the center
of the storm.
I give myself permission
to realign
with the strength,
the truth
of me.